Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SPML Infra Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note this event is being recorded. Now I hand the conference over to Ms. Saloni Ajmera from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you.
Hello everyone. A very good afternoon and welcome to SPML Infra Limited's Quarter 4 and FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. From the senior management, we have with us on call today Mr. Manoj Dikra, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Malay Chakraborty, Executive Vice President of Projects, Mr. Samir Patel, Chief of Technology and Operation of BESS Segment, and Mr. Arun Agarwal, Vice President, Finance and Accounts. Before we begin the earnings call, we must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks the company faces. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Manoj Dikra for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Saloni, and good afternoon to everybody. I'd like to briefly touch upon the broader industrial environment because the opportunities emerging across infrastructures, water, power, and energy transition are becoming increasingly aligned with SPML Infra's core strength and long-term strategy. While the growing conflict in the West Asia has created genuine headwinds of elevated crude price and supply chain disruption, we remain firmly on the view that India's infrastructure story is not just intact but has been reinforced by this very geopolitical environment, and we expect the government will continue to remain focused on the sector which the company deals with, as all of them are growing needs of the country. All our new contracts have price variation clauses which cover any risk posed by the war. The Union Budget FY27 has allocated a record 12.2 lakh crore in capital expenditure, and multiple agencies, including the RBI, S&P Global, and the World Bank, have projected India's GDP growth between 6.6%-6.9% for FY27, reaffirming that India's growth is structured and investment-led rather than cyclical. For a domestic infrastructure EPC company like ours, driven entirely by government-mandated public CapEx, this macro environment only is strengthening our conviction going into FY27. Within infrastructure, government priorities are increasingly moving towards segments where SPML Infra has deep execution experience and established capabilities. The Union Budget 2026-27 has allocated 67,670 crore to the Jal Jeevan Mission, and in March 2026, the Union Cabinet approves its restructuring as Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0, enhancing the total program outlay to 8.69 lakh crore, with central assistance of 3.59 lakh crore extended to December 2028. The movement of which has already been started, and we are expecting the disbursement will improve further in the current financial year. Combined with the steady allocation under AMRUT 2.0 for urban water supply and sewage treatment, and growing state-level investment in irrigation and river regeneration, we believe this creates a strong and sustained pipeline of opportunity for SPML Infra water business in the year ahead. However, we are not finding any issue in any project with respect to AMRUT-funded project or project undertaken under funding from banks. We would like to express that the company is very focused on selecting its business on the basis of fund availability, along with other important criteria of profitability, ease of operations, and the support of suppliers. Similarly, the power transmission and distribution sector continues to offer strong long-term visibility, with the Union Budget 2026-27 allocating 109,029 crore to the energy sector, expected to drive significant investment in the substitution, grid modernization and transmission infrastructure. At the same time, battery energy storage system are rapidly moving from policy intent to large-scale execution. Over 92 gigawatt of BESS projects are already in the pipeline, with 69 new tenders totaling 102 gigawatt floating in the last year alone, a 35% increase over 2024. Installed grid-scale storage capacity is projected to grow from under 200 megawatt in 2025 to nearly 5 gigawatt by the end 2026. And the Central Electricity Authority estimated India will require over 236 gigawatt of BESS capacity by 2031-32, with the market expected to grow from approximately 2 billion in 2026 to 8.6 billion by 2030-31 at a CAGR of over 33%. Together, this trend provides a strong and sustained runway for growth across both our power, T&D and emerging energy storage business. SPML Infra is not watching this opportunity from the sideline, but already building capacity, investing in scale and actively participating in the transformation. Let me now walk you through our operational update. Our consolidated order book entering Q4 2000 financial year stood at 5369 crore, comprising around 4000 crore of new project and 1369 crore of legacy order. The legacy portion predominantly consists of joint control contracts with comparatively lower margins. These are expected to be fully executed over the next 2 to 3 years. With the allotment of new orders, our proportionate shares in the total revenue from the new orders will keep increasing, which will result in higher profit margin on the overall basis. This can be evident from financial year 2027, as the approval of the design and drawing for most of the new project has already been completed, and we are expecting healthy billing of the same in the current financial year. The legacy orders were taken during the time when the company was resolving its debt issue, and most of these contracts were given on a back-to-back basis. In this, there is no execution and cash flow liability of the company. However, the margin is limited but protected. The legacy projects which the company is executing are still delivering decent margin. All the newly secured orders are meeting the company's selection criteria of higher margin, price protection, no complexity and fully funding, which defines the earning trajectory we are building towards. We are pleased to report a significant project milestone achievement of the Kekri water supply project in Rajasthan, reflecting our continuing focus on timely execution and operational delivery. SPML secured over 4,280 crores, including SPML shares in JV, in new project orders since financial year 2025, demonstrating renewed capacity to execute work, which includes the recently awarded largest order of BESS from NTPC worth ₹1,128 crore, for which Energy Vault will provide all the technical hand-holding and support. This order momentum is a direct result of SPML 2.0 philosophy, selecting bidding margin, discipline and focus on quality over volume. The company has decided to remain focused on execution rather than building the order book, and will remain very selective in choosing orders given the enormous opportunity currently available across all sectors the company deals with. The company is expected to commence operational of 2.5 gigawatt BESS assembly line manufacturing facility at Supa MIDC Pune by the end of June 2026. The capacity is further planned to be expanded to 5 gigawatt along with the production of 600 containerized BESS units by the end of this year. This expansion is expected to significantly strengthen the company's presence in the rapidly growing BESS segment, enhance revenue visibility and profitability. which company is targeting to expand along with its increasing demand of energy storage solution driven by India's renewable energy transition and the government of India's Atma Bharat initiative coming to the fundraising journey, which brings to our conviction. The company has raised 476 crores since May 2024, of which the total promoter contribution is 313.5 crore. This is over and above 112.5 crore which was contributed during the difficult times. This fundraising has helped the company generating sufficient liquidity, capex for BESS up to 5 gigawatt and a container facility of 600 containers per year, as well as working capital requirement of the project. We are hopeful that with the aforesaid fundraising, the company is meeting its requirement and sufficient liquidity has been built up to support current operation and projected growth. Coming to our performance, Q4 financial year 26 witnessed strong growth momentum with revenue rise 53% year on year and 27% Q on Q to 293.9 crores. EBITDA was reported at 25 crores with a margin of 8.4%, while PAT increased 140% year on year 28 crores. This quarter's EBITDA margin has affected by one-time increase in legal and consultancy costs related to our arbitration matter, a non-cash regulatory provision for expected credit loss as per the Ind AS requirement, and bank limit mobilization costs. The EBITDA and PAT margin would have been quite healthy and these been executed broadly in line with the targeted EBITDA margin of around 10%. We expect healthy EBITDA and profit margin to continue as the contribution of the new orders increases. Also, the tax revenue during the period is mainly on tax reversal during the year is mainly on account of the recognition of tax benefit arising from accumulated income tax losses which have provided the company with a tax shield. The increase in other income this quarter is primarily attributed to the write-back of certain operating liabilities which in accordance with the applicable financial accounting standard has been recognized under the other income. However, the same arises in the normal course of business and is a part of the company's normal operation. For the full year financial year 26, the company delivers a resilient performance. Revenue grew 13% year on year, 868 crore, driven by strong execution and healthy project momentum. EBITDA increased 37% to 86 crore with margin of 9.7%, while PAT rose 55% year on year to 76 crore, a level that reflects the margin accelerating characters to our new orders mix and the early benefit of our SPML 2.0 operational model. The company makes its guidance on order acquisition, profitability, EBITDA and PAT margin, while the overall turnover has shown shortfall. This was primarily as a result of the company's disciplined approach of calibrating execution pace to fund availability, which was significantly slightly constrained in March due to ongoing West Asia war. It is worth noting that in an EPC business, turnover visibility is inherently linked to the order book build over preceding years, and the full impact of recently secured order will reflect in the coming years. On our receivable, current trade receivable has moved up from 299.55 crores to 417.50 crore, which includes debtors of rupees 137 crore, which are back-to-back contracts for which the similar liability are there in the books and the company's working capital is not blocked. Rupees 186 crore towards the normal debtors, which are expected to get realized in the normal cycle of operation, and balance represents towards retention and others. The company is suitably managing its working capital requirements with an escrow mechanism where most of the debtors are covered by the creditors and the company's fund is minimally utilized. Accordingly, you can observe that the creditors has increased simultaneously will be paid from the realization against their class from the respective customer. The increase in other current assets is mainly on account of inventories as per the provision of Ind AS, which will be billed in the current financial year. The total outstanding balance with NARCL, inclusive of interest, as on 31st March was 380 crores against the agreed 700 crores. We would like to inform that this amount includes the prepayment of rupees 48 crore against the outstanding dues of 2027-28, and the company further plans to pay a minimum of 45 crore in the current financial year, which will make the 2027-28 liability almost negligible. The total cumulative payment made to the NARCL in the last 3 years is 319 crore against the agreed payment of 271 crore. The total arbitration awards received since the NARCL resolution amount to 312 crore. Further, an arbitration award of approximately 627 crore as April 2026 and additional arbitration claim of approximately 4526 crore will be sufficient to repay the entire NARCL dues. The company is in a reasonably comfortable position and needs to pay minimum amount from the cash flow. For all practical purpose, the company's surplus cash flow are to be utilized only for the growth of the company and not for the payment to NARCL dues. From a cash flow standpoint, therefore, the company is effectively a debt-free company. As there is a sufficient visibility of arbitration award and claim for the repayment of entire NARCL dues and to generate sufficient liquidity for the future growth of the company. With this, our debt-to-equity ratio increased to 0.4x, net debt-to-EBITDA improves to 4.41, and ROE improves to 8%. With the visibility of the new business, improved liquidity, and the focused approach of the management, the lender has enhanced the credit limit of the company up to Rs. 505 crore, and in considering further enhancement based on the needs of the company, which will also arise with the award of the new order in the water, power and ESS sector. Further, the company is also availing the surety bond option, which is available for the leading insurance companies, place of BG limit, wherever permissible. The overall surety bond exposure at very favorable terms at a very low margin is 305 crore as on date. With the healthy order book, visibility of the new business, sufficient liquidity and adequate bank and surety limit, the company is quite hopeful of achieving reasonable growth of more than 25% in financial year 27 at both the top line and margin level, and expected this growth momentum to continue in the subsequent years. However, management will continue to review its outlook and provides updated guidance during the annual earning conference call. Financial year 26 marks an inflection point. 5368 crore order book, landmark NTPC BSS win, water power and energy storage are not three verticals. They are one coherent strategy built for exactly the infrastructure decades India in entering. We step into financial year 27 with momentum, with conviction, and with a clear line of sight of what the company can become. Thank you. Now we are open for the floor. If any of you have any specific query, we'll be happy to reply.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Dipesh Anchiti with Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm audible. Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you're
audible.
Yeah, great. Okay. What are the plans for BESS and what value chain are we targeting in BESS?
BESS Basically, the BESS is the extended arm of our power EPC business. If you see, it's a EPC business where we are completing all the container. But here, we have gone with the backward integration of relining, creation of manufacturing of relining facility and container manufacturing. So these two processes are going on, which is which will complete. One will complete in June, and another will enhance capacity will complete by the end of this year, and the container facility also by end of this year. And we are targeting not only the BESS, we are also targeting the OEM of all the EPC tenderer who takes the BESS business for the battery pack.
So, what is the demand and supply situation in BESS? As so many players are getting into BESS, don't you think there will be an oversupply scenario in BESS going forward?
The demand of BESS, the government of India has targeting the demand of BESS from 286 gigawatt by the 2030. So there is a huge demand, 5 gigawatt in the 2026 to 236 gigawatt of BESS capacity by 2030-31-32. That is the government target, and the government has started making the mandatory of all the renewable energy 10% BESS. And BESS, although there are a lot of players who came into the BESS, but BESS, we are having certain advantage because I think we are the only company which has the tie-up with the energy vault in India. We are the only company which are setting up the BESS manufacturing relining facility that has already been started. And we are the company which has the knowledge of the power EPC from last 30-40 years. So we are getting the advantage. BESS huge capacity expansions are going on. Not only the renewable, now the NTPC etc. is started into the thermal also the BESS. So there is a huge capacity. Although the competition is also there, but we are expecting a huge business opportunity going forward in the BESS in next 5 to 10 years.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. The current participant has been disconnected. We'll move on to the next question. It's from the line of Kamal Jaiswani with U First Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for taking my question. Just a couple of questions. We had given a guidance on 900 to 1,000 crores of revenue this year. More or less, we were in line with the almost 887 we reached. So there is a small shortfall. What could be the reason, and what is the outlook for the first half of this year? Or how much revenue can we expect? That's the first question. Second question on the margins. There's been a slight dip in the margins in this quarter. So, what could be the reason for this, and how is the future current year margins looking like?
On the turnover point of view, on the EPC business, you can consider the EPC company on the basis of the order book, because if there is an order book, there is a visibility to complete that order book into the number of years. Like in our case, most of the order books are in 3 years to be executed. There can be some plus or minus into every year, mainly because on the availability of fund, that's where the matured EPC companies play a very important role, because with the availability of funds with the customer, we execute that particular month. So in the March, there was some, one is the March year-end pressure was there, everybody has completed their quarter, then there is a war movement. So there was some shortfall in the March money availability of few tenders like Rashi etc., which we have, that's the reason we have reduced our execution to some extent, but you will get the reflect into the first quarter and this year, the entire impact of some shortfall in the last year. As regarding the margin, as we told you, there is a legacy and the new order. The proportionate of the new orders are increasing. So as soon as that will increase, all the new orders, we are taking minimum 10% margin, if not more. So as soon as our execution in the new order will keep on increasing in the total revenue of that quarter, the margin percentage will keep on increasing. So this year, and if you see this quarter, the margin is mainly impacted because of the one time. There are certain expenditures on the legal arbitration, provision of the Ind AS requirement, and the cost of borrowing. These are the three elements which have increased the other expenditure. If you find there is a 10% increase on that, 10 crore increase on that. Otherwise, this year also, our margin level is 10%.
Okay. So by when can we expect the legacy orders to get completely executed and only the fresh high-margin business?
If you see the legacy order, are those orders which we have taken during the time when we were on the process of the debt resolution. So these orders are mainly back-to-back given to the few contractors. So these are the orders where we don't involve any of our working capital requirement, not only our execution timeline, but it will be executed in two to three years. But there can't be any loss, no working capital requirement, and the margin is small but protected.
Okay. Got it. And regarding the turnover, can we expect in the first half 500+ crores?
This year, we are expecting the top line and bottom line to grow more than 25%. So every quarter, you will find that happening and increase in every quarter accordingly.
Okay. And regarding you had mentioned about the war, so has there been any slowdown in the orders floated by the government after the war, or is it not impacting the order size, I mean, the flow of orders?
The sector in which we are in the water, power, and BESS, and all are mainly to the local government. We are dealing with only the government company. All are for the local industries. So we are not finding a lot of tenders are coming. A lot of the big tenders in MP, Maharashtra, they are in the process. So we are expecting a good number of orders into this financial year. But as we explained, we are very, very choosy in getting the order. We are on the capability-wise, we can take the higher order, number of orders, but we are very, very choosy. We have certain criteria to meet that criteria if that is there. But we are expecting a sizable order, not less than last year. We will expect the same type of order in the current financial year also.
Okay. Fine. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Hemant, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for providing the opportunity. Can you please tell the market? We missed the guidance by some few crores. We were getting around 1,000 crores of revenue in FY26, and we were pretty firm on it, I guess. So can you please a little bit elaborate on the part why we missed the guidance? Because it basically shakes the, I mean, confidence of the investors. So will it be possible for you to give a detailed explanation on that, sir?
One is the order book. Whatever we have given, we have achieved on that order book. Second is on the EBITDA and profitability that we have done. On the turnover, we are short. We were targeting roughly around 900-1,000 crores. But that has been reduced by, as I have explained to you, Basically, the execution we link with the availability of cash with the customer of that particular month. We don't want to build a high debtor position, because there we play very smoothly and smartly. If there is any shortfall in the last.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Sir, your voice is not coming clear. Can you come closer to the mic?
Now it is clear?
Yes, sir. Now it is better. Can you please repeat, sir?
As I told you, we have given the guidance on the order book, which we have achieved, on the margin we have achieved. On the turnover, we remain very careful on the availability of fund in the hands of the customer, because we don't want to increase our debtor book very high. So whenever based on the availability, we do the monthly execution. So in the March, there was some shortfall into the view of the customer. So we have executed accordingly, but that impact you will find into the current financial year. So that's only the movement of roughly around 50-100 crore, which will be added into the current financial year of the last year sorted.
So, sir, there will be some spillover in Q1. This is what I can assume.
Q1 and Q2, we will find that spillover.
And then what will be the peak revenue potential of that 2.5 gigawatt of BESS?
2,500 crores.
2,500 crores. So putting both the phases, it should be 5,000 crores around, right?
Can be there, as we told and given the guidance into our earlier con call. When we started with the 25% power and 75% water, and then slowly and gradually our water volume has increased, and we are thinking that by 2029 or 30, our water and power volume will be 50. So you will find a gradually move on the BESS and the power turnover going forward, along with our water turnover.
So that is fine, that I understood. But sir, what will be the peak revenue potential for both the phases? Shall it be, 5,000 crores?
5,000 crores.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Hardik Gandhi with HPMG Share and Security. Please go ahead.
Sir, am I audible?
You are audible.
So just wanted to know, what is the integration part we are doing on BESS front? You said there are two processes which we are following. There is one container manufacturing, and then second one, I couldn't hear you clearly.
So BESS is the total EPC, which includes roughly around 35% to 40% is the battery pack, which we have started manufacturing in our Pune, MIDC Pune super factory. Roughly around 8% to 10% is the container cost. That also we are started manufacturing. We are planning to start manufacturing at our Pune. Rest of the EPC business we will do.
Right. So you mentioned that the container manufacturing will be completed by end of this year, correct?
Correct.
Right. So as I can see, the first BESS order which we have, where we've mentioned that it's a 18-month delivery from contract date, and then there's a 15-year O&M. Right? If you can help us bifurcate of the total order, what amount is the EPC part and what amount is O&M?
This is basically, O&M is basically 96 crore. Rest is the EPC. This is the EPC.
Right. So, if I understand correctly, during this year, if we start in Q1, the phase, then we have roughly 1.75 gigawatt hour for the year. If we bifurcate the whole 2.5 gigawatt into 9 months, right? So, we should be able to execute roughly 1.75 gigawatt our BESS projects during the year. So, is that understanding correct, or is it that even if we have a 2.5 gigawatt hour annual capacity, we will not be able to execute the full capacity in a year.
No, this plant, this order is 1 gigawatt. We have 2.5 gigawatt. So this 1 gigawatt jolly well we can execute from our own factory, which is located. Further in future, if we get the further EPC business, that also we can do from our own execution, own plant. And if we get the, some OEM business of other EPC player, if they want to take the battery pack, that also we can execute from our own factory.
Right. So, so to understand better, what does it go? Sorry, what kind of margin comes as an OEM versus an EPC player?
Basically, as I told you, less than 10% we don't do any business. That's our new guideline, and we are maintaining here also the same.
Right. So, but usually EPC plus OEM, we would attract a better margin. So, just wanted to know the differential, like for the projects which we get for ourselves as an EPC player versus the orders which we get as an OEM.
As an EPC player, everywhere, whenever we take any project, there is an OEM. On the OEM, you want to say? OEM,
right, so,
OEM or you are saying the O&M? Annual maintenance?
OEM. So, we mentioned that there are two kind of orders which we can take. For one is the EPC where we build the battery and then we install it and then we do the O&M. And the second kind of order is where someone else has a EPC contract but we just provide the battery to them as a OEM manufacturer. Correct?
OEM also around 10%.
Okay, so OEM is 10%, but so then EPC plus OEM would be like anywhere between 12 to 15%. Is that understanding correct or higher than that?
EPC also we will do 10%, OEM also we will do at minimum 10%, OEM the turnaround will be fast, EPC the turnaround will be slightly longer.
Right, because and will OEM, we be disclosing OEM orders or will it be just on a on the spot sale basis? How will that work?
Once we start our BESS, there will be a segment accounting. So in the BESS power segment, you will find all these things.
Right, understood. Okay, I'll get back into the queue for more questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Saket Kapoor with Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Hope I'm audible.
You are audible.
So with now the implementation of the new labor code and we hearing a lot of noises about the availability of labor also becoming a major issue and we being an EPC player, how are we de-risking ourselves or what are our risk mitigation exercise with the availability of labor and again the cost part also inclined to, yes, attached to it?
On the first part, as we have also mentioned into our accounts, that we have decided much before that the labor code implication into our accounts. So our payment to the labor is based on the new labor code. So we don't have any impact on the cost because of the new labor code system. Number two, on the availability of labor, we don't find any problem in getting the labor, getting the contractor, or the contractor are getting in the labor. We are not finding much anything on that. It's working well.
So when we look at our revenue of 290 crores, can you divide it in percentage terms in terms of the water and the power segment, the mix between the same, the revenue for the quarter and a year as a whole?
अभी तो majority आपका water का ही है, very limited into power, but I'll let you know. But at the moment majority, if you can say 85 to 90% into the water.
Okay. और सर water के विषय में भी जैसे जल जीवन मिशन की बात की गई या जब budget had been revised, then fund flow भी आपके curtailed हो गए, government schemes are running cost overruns ho rahe hain bahut significant, and then now with the type of impact crude is creating, how confident are you that ki ye jitni schemes sarkar ki taraf se chalai ja rahi hain usme funding theek se ho payegi and players like us ko receivables ka issue nahi banega, because existing players jo EPC segment mein hain, whether it is the Jal Jeevan scheme or the Amrut, I'm not aware, but Jal Jeevan mein bahut sare payment delays chal rahe hain kareeb pichle 11-12 mahinon se. So what is our thought process? We also have a significant part of the order book, although with the states being funded. So what is our understanding? I think so you have given some clarification, but it is only my understanding on the same which I'm sharing with you.
If you see the water business per se, it is not only the drinking water. Drinking water, Jal Jeevan is mainly to the drinking water. Then we have irrigation, then we have sewerage, then we have river linking, then we have funding from Amrut, funding from Namami Gange. There are so many government schemes which are going on. Most of the various projects are coming with the World Bank funded. Various projects are funding with the NABARD funded, JICA funded. So there are various schemes which we are going. On the drinking water, Jal Jeevan Mission is the main. If you see at this moment, like we have taken four new orders. One new order in Konar, which is in Rashi, it is a NABARD funded. Second is Indore, which is Amrut funded. Then third is the Kekri, which is the Jal Jeevan Mission, but 2.0. The new restructured Jal Jeevan Mission. So, one Jal Jeevan Mission, the payment was stopped because of the certain verification which the government has completed. Now, the government are not only releasing the payment, they are enhanced the allocation. They have enhanced the period up to September 2028. So the Jal Jeevan Mission is also coming back. The backlog of the Jal Jeevan Mission is slowly and gradually is coming back to the normal. There are so much disbursement has happened. Some more we are expecting that is going to come into the Jal Jeevan Mission. There is no fund issue into the Amrut funded. There is no fund issue into the bank funded, NABARD funded or World Bank funded. So water is a very big basket. Where Jal Jeevan Mission is a part, and we are as a water EPC, we are involved in all the activity, all the area. That's the time when the Jal Jeevan Mission was the difficulty. We have not taken any Jal Jeevan Mission project. We were focusing more into the Amrut and the bank funded. Now with the Jal Jeevan Mission again come back to the normal situation, and when the government will further release the fund, we may take for some exposure into the Jal Jeevan Mission. So water is a holistic, there are a lot of things which is there into the water. Second, as a practice and as a strategy of our choosing the order, we never take any order which don't have the PV. So that gives us the additional advantage into the any price escalation, because that is, we are getting protected. So our margin remains protected. So unless there is a PV, we don't take the prior, they don't take the order. So these two elements covering us, and now not only into the water, we are slowly, gradually going towards the power also. Power, there is a huge government focus into the substation where we are one of the leading players. So we are going to that line, and we are also getting to the BESS order. So these are the all these three segments, and as I told in our guidance, we are not looking into the very order volume. We are more trying to take the few orders which have the easy to execute and profitable one. So the funding aspects we see first, PV aspects we see another, and unless we get the clarity on these two, we don't take the order.
Okay, so PV stands for, I'm missing the...
Price variation.
Price variation, okay, that is the cost estimation cost. Okay, sir, and then about the, you mentioned about river linking projects also. So where do we play, have our role in those? And I think so the Ken Betwa project, the DPR was given a green signal go ahead. So any traction we are observing on the same?
Haan, Ken Betwa is our focus project. So Ken Betwa and PKC, these two are the projects which are coming into the MP. This is our focus projects for this year. Not only Ken Betwa, in the Maharashtra, there is Nal Ganga, Yan Ganga, Nal Ganga. That is also the river linking. There is in the UP mein kaun si river linking? Tapti. There are in the river linking project, there we will get a lot of orders into this year and next year. And that is our focus. And that is again the centrally funded. That is again the one of the World Bank or JICA funded. So we are very focused into those type of projects and the irrigation project, which the government is focusing, like the Ken with the PKC in MP. These are the projects which are we are focusing along with our Jal Jeevan Mission or drinking water.
So, sir, for Ken Betwa, has the disbursement of the DPR now on ground or still we are working with what is the progress?
There are pre-bidding discussions are going on.
Okay.
They are explaining to all the contractors. They have made two presentations. They are taking all the feedback of the contractor, and very soon they will come with a tender.
Okay. Theek hai, sir. Thank you. Dhanyavaad, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Hardik Gandhi with HPMG Share and Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just one thing I was observing that, of the total order book, a lot of places we are a part of the consortium, right? So when I was just calculating, our net water order book is just 3,300 crores. Right. So I think in the earlier con call, we mentioned that our target is to have a 5,000 crore water order book, every year. So is that something realistic which we are still targeting and, we think we'll be able to achieve?
That's our target. This includes the ours and JV both. That's our target. That will be the target into this year also, and that we want to do that. Roughly around 2,500 crore-3,000 crore should be our and
Net order.
Net order, more minimum at least that, and the 5,000 crore is our target order book.
Okay. Because, so just to clarify, we had 5,616 crore order book, of which, I think 1,300 crore is power order, which is the BESS as well as the substation. Then I removed all the consortium shares, right? So we ended up with 3,300 crores of order. And we are saying that next year, again, we'll have a net, like, our share of order book will be at least 3,000 crore in water segment.
Right. Right.
The new orders, or is it just the closing order book?
No, no. This, as we given the direction the last year, around 5,000 crore, and we, including of the JV, in which we will have more than 2,500 crore-3,000 crore. This year also, our target should be the 5,000 crore, where our order should be 2,500 crore-3,000 crore or more than that. That's our target. Because this PKC, Ken Betwa, et cetera, when they will come, we will have active role, and we have the massive interest of doing our own rather than JV.
Right. So, but if we are looking, you mentioned one, all our orders are of 3 years. So typically next year, of the 3,300 crore, 1,000 crore should be executed. So the outstanding book will be 2,300 crore, and then you are saying additional 1,000 crore order we'll get next year, or more? Question.
It should be more. If it is our target, internal target is roughly around 4,000 crore-5,000 crore of order, in which 2,000-
Of new orders, or of new order or of total order book?
New order. Every year, that is the order.
Oh.
In which our execution, our share should be 2,500 crore-3,000 crore.
Perfect. Perfect. Understood. Understood. That's it from my end. All the best, sir. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Shashank Raj, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir. My question was on the CapEx side, that for the 2.5 gigawatt hour that what we are going to start the assembly line by June, what was the total CapEx was being introduced, and for to extend that for to 5 gigawatts, do we need same kind of CapEx for?
So roughly around 175 crore, that is the CapEx which we are targeting into the 2.55 gigawatt. And first 2.5 gigawatt we have targeted 1.25. And there are certain R&D expenditure which we are planning. So that will roughly around 25 crore. And container facility we are targeting 35 crore. So all practical, you can say 200 crore is for our BESS CapEx and 35 crore is our container facility.
Okay, and to extend this to 5 gigawatt, do we need the same kind of CapEx from there or?
This is inclusive of 5.
Oh, this is inclusive of 5 gigawatt capacity, gigawatt hour capacity. So, and given that the BESS execution time is relatively less than what we do for water infra usually takes 3.5-4 years. And now you have BESS, which may take like 12 to 24 months. So I think turnover will be better over here. But how is the receivables look like from this business size? I mean, if you look towards compared to water infra and BESS, that, I mean, do you think that receivables are again have a challenges to get stuck over here, like,
All the receivable in the water and the BESS, depending upon the which type of order we have taken, who has funded that, like the NTPC, there is no risk on any receivable. They are with 15 to 20 days payment, that is the best. If it is any World Bank funded or that funded, again 15 days to 30 days payment. So these are the orders which who has the funding of the order is very important, and both are applicable to the water and BESS. BESS, this Power Grid and NTPC, they are the best paymaster. So there the payment will be much more compared to the other government water EPC, water project PHED, etc. But all depends upon the project funding. If the project funding is well, then the payment is not an issue.
Okay, and so in 2030, I think 31 or 32, in this window that we are planning, that the water infra business plus the BESS business is going to contribute like a 50-50% both the sides. Given that the BESS we are targeting like 5 gigawatt hour per line, which have a capacity, which has a potential to produce revenue of like 5,000 crore. So I mean, if that becomes 50% of that part of your business, that the water infra revenue should also come across like it's 5,000 crore. That makes it 10,000 crore of revenue. Do you think that this is a little aggressive target given that we are sitting somewhere 800 crore this year? I mean, the next 5 years, we are saying that we are going to go 12 times from here.
That depends how we will take the order. But if our order capacity we are targeting 5,000 crore every year, then you will find that the multiple of that, like if I am taking the order now, the next year I will get one-third, roughly around one-third of that. Next year when I take the another order, I will get in next to next year one-third of both. So that's the way the water EPC business will keep on going. And if it is a power EPC, it is 18 months to two years. If it is a BESS, it is 18 months to 2 years. If it is a BESS OEM, it is a 3 to 6 months. So all that depends that how the mix will be there, and size, the volume should be increased, because we are expecting the sizable growth every year into the EPC business of water and power.
Okay. And in the BESS segment, that what we are doing today is like we import the cells, we gonna integrate them into battery pack, put it into the container, which will be internally manufactured. Now the BMS and some other components that are aligned, it is the full scale of work that you have to do in the NTPC project, or is it that I'm a little confused on that?
Yes. Malika, you want to say anything?
Yes, we are EMS, battery-based systems, including IDT, PCS, everything we are going to install at this NTPC-based project. Actually, it is totally integration with their 220 kV substations. So entire package is in our scope, and out of that, water item, that is the main item, is BESS. We are manufacturing, including BMS, at our factory, Super Factory, with the collaboration with our Energy Vault. And for the other rest of the water items, we are procuring from Indian manufacturer. It is their approved and reported manufacturer available, including supply of power transformers, PCS, and that other items.
Okay. I think that's all. And one final question, sir, from the revenue side of growth, I mean, again, the same question lies. I know that you have answered for the last quarter that we were having some shortfall. So you think that in the upcoming quarter that is going to get adjusted to that? I mean, I think you have already answered, but I just want to reconfirm once more.
No, here, the only for your understanding, if I get the order into the EPC, it has to be executed in 3 years. It can be 30-40-40, it can be 25-37-37, it can be 40-30-30. But it is going to be executed in 3 years into this thing. So if there is any shortfall in this year, it is going to be make up into the next 2 years. That is definite.
Okay. So, and you are targeting like 25% growth on the top line and bottom line for the upcoming year, like
That we are, because all the new orders, we got the design and drawing approval, so you will find a substantial growth into that, into the current year. So you will find this much, minimum this much I am expecting.
Okay. And I think for the tax exemption that we are having with the new tax policy, I mean, how many years we are having a forecast that you will don't have to pay the tax for that probably, so we'll have an expanded tax?
No, it's a known approved policy and the government guideline and the tax shield we have. If there is accumulated losses, all your profit will get adjusted. And if it is a new regime, then you don't have to pay to the MAT. So we are shifting to the new regime with the government announcement in the last year budget. So we don't have to pay tax under MAT. And at the same time, we have the accumulated loss, so I don't have to pay tax in at least few years.
Okay, I think that's all from my side. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Deepak Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, SPML team. Am I audible?
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah. Can you please give me some color on the guidance for the FY27 and 28 in terms of revenue and the margins on a consolidated basis?
No, as I told you, that the minimum 25% growth in both top line and bottom line should happen into this year. And we are expecting more orders, so every yearly guideline, it should happen into a few more years, but the yearly guideline will give you every annual conference call of the yearly number. But this year, minimum 25% in both top line and bottom line.
Okay. And also, if there can be some forward-looking statements over the working capital days in the coming 2 years?
Working capital days, there are, once you take the new project, there are some working capital is required to be engaged, which is there, that is increased. More and more working capital we are expecting to get released because old projects are getting completed, so the retention money is going to come. So you will find that the working capital will remain because there are three elements into the working capital. If you see on our data side, there is one back-to-back order for which the similar debtors and similar creditors are there. So that is not impacting our cash flow. Whenever the amount comes, we will pay to our creditors. There is a retention money, similar creditors retention also we have. So whenever the retention money will come, we will pay to the creditors. There is a running debtors into our running projects, which keep on churning into every 1 month, 1.5 months. So that will not be much. We will keep on getting the money as per the schedule and as per the cycle. So we are not facing any working capital issue we are, even in the mobilization advance, we are not taking full because we are not finding any liquidity issue in any of the project.
Okay, and how much is the tax shield at the present in terms of present?
Pardon?
How much will be the tax shield, total tax shield, you know, on which we have not to pay tax to the government?
No, as per the rule, if you have the accumulated cash loss, then that cash loss is going to be adjusted with your future profit. And since we are moving towards the new regime of tax, where we don't have to pay the MAT, so we are having the tax shield.
So I'm asking about the value of the tax shield. What is the value of?
Value, we have few more years, we don't have to pay tax.
I'm asking in terms of crores. Suppose you have a 100 crore of accumulated loss, 200 crore of accumulated loss. How much is the loss?
It is more than 500 crore.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kamal Jaiswani with U First Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the follow-up. I just... In the initial remarks, I missed out on the NARCL repayment details which were mentioned. If you can just repeat and let us know that what is the exact repayment schedule of NARCL and whether it is linked to the arbitration receipts or how we are going to fund this.
NARCL, when we signed in 2024, it was 700 crore inclusive of interest, out of which we have already paid 320 crore and that has already paid, and which includes the prepayment of 47 crore from the very beginning. On all the arbitration, all the repayment are linked with the arbitration award. We have received roughly around 315 crore of arbitration award. We have paid 320 crore. Going forward, for the balance amount, we have roughly around 630 crore of arbitration award which is in hand, which are at various advanced stage, like some of them are at the Supreme Court. So whenever that comes, that will go to pay. Roughly around 75% of that amount will go to the pay to the NARCL. So against the 630 crores, where the interest is accumulating on every day, we have to pay roughly around 380 crores to the NARCL. So I have sufficient markup, and then I have roughly around 4,500 crores of claim. That claims, if you see our past track record, roughly around 40% of the claims gets converted into award. So I have the visibility. If you go continue with that same trend, roughly around 1,500 crore of further award expectation is there. So that award which are going to come and the award which are in hand are more than sufficient to pay the entire dues of NARCL and our future growth fund. For the time being, up to 2026-27, we have already prepaid most of the amount in 2025-26. And this year we are targeting to start making the payment of 2028-29 also. Because all are linked with the arbitration award. We are early realizing the arbitration award and we are making the payment to the NARCL. So nothing from the cash flow, nothing major from the cash flow, barring 1 or 2-3 crores. So almost for all practical purpose, my cash flow is fully free for our growth purpose.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much for patient hearing. To summarize, financial year 26 has been a year of meaningful progress financially, operationally and strategically. We have laid the groundwork, strengthened our balance sheet and positioned the company well for the opportunities ahead. The management remains focused and committed to delivering on its guidance and we are optimistic about what lies ahead for the SPML infra. Thank you all for your joining for today. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.